The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 9 degrees at the Yolo campus of Concordia University. I'm Nadia Trudell. Here are today's headlines. Reaction to the premier's list of lazy doctors. More help for caregivers, but is it enough? And why are politicians talking about a Halloween party? Premier François Legault revealed that he has a list of family doctors he believes aren't doing enough to support the healthcare system. According to Legault, they should take in more patients and work harder, and his government is ready to confront the supposedly lazy practitioners on this list. Here's Anthony Issa with the story.
General practitioners and Quebec politicians have denounced the premier's words on Tuesday, claiming that family doctors are not working hard enough in the healthcare system. According to doctor and director of Goldman Hurl's Family Practice Center, Michael Kalin, practitioners are facing constant burnouts and not all of them are capable of working full time.
It's not a matter of numbers, it's a matter of resources and recognizing what we are capable of doing well and safely.
Opposition party leader Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois also reacted to the premier's list. He says that the problem is within the provincial healthcare at large and not solely on the fault of certain doctors. He claims the system is broken and it needs to be changed.
We have to get out of that model and, you know, using a big stick to hit on the head of a few doctors that do not have enough patients will not solve that fundamental problem.
The premier is expected to drop legislation on the matter in the following days, despite strong opposition. Doctors like Michael Kalin hope that the government decides to work with community doctors rather than against them. For Concordia News, I'm Anthony Issa.
A recent survey has found that over 50% of paramedics have looked into quitting the profession and 70% have thought about quitting in the past 5 years. 450 paramedics answered the survey, which was conducted by a union representing health and social service workers. Reasons include a lack of recognition, poor management, insufficient salary, and a lack of opportunities to advance. The already existing labor shortage makes these survey results even more concerning. New measures were announced to help caregivers this morning, but are they enough? Talia Cliott has the story.
Minister for Seniors and Caregivers Marguerite Blais said that $60 million will be dedicated to services for this population. Director of a caregiver support group, Guillaume Joseph, explained that part of the plan is to actually let people know what services exist.
It's not always in the réseau de la santé, in the system, healthcare of the CIS or CIUS, but on the ground with the association or Alzheimer's Society.
The plan centers around providing mental health services, sharing information that will help them be better caregivers, and resources to keep them financially stable. Director of the NDG Senior Citizens Council, Sherry McLeod, recognizes the need for increased mental health services, but has some questions about the execution of this plan.
But I really wonder, you know, how this is going to happen given the context of the already heavy demand for mental health services.
In the meantime, caregivers can look to community groups for the support they need. Talia Cliott, Concordia News, NDG.
There's a worker shortage in Quebec with over 9,000 jobs available. 200 businesses in search of workers are attending an event at Palais des Congrès until tomorrow. Peter Vrionis is live at Palais des Congrès. Peter, can you tell us what's the purpose of this event?
Well, the main goal of the event is for employers and their future employees to meet face-to-face. And coming out of a pandemic, it's a great opportunity for those looking to get back on the job force to network and to really get themselves out there. So I spoke to the event organizer, Eric Boutier, who had this to say about the jobs being offered today.
Healthcare. We have also a company coming from New Brunswick. In every sectors of the economy, actually, they recruit.
Which industries have been affected most by the worker shortage?
Well, to put it simply, each and every industry has been affected by the pandemic in some way, shape, or form. However, I feel as though the service industry has felt the brunt of that due to them offering lower-paying jobs and not many people are looking for that at this moment in time. So I actually spoke to Jean-Philippe Saint-Louis, the talent acquisition coordinator for Metro, who had this to say about the worker shortage.
The impact is huge, honestly, because we miss people. Actually, we just require people to, you know, in turn, we say that, you know, we require people with two legs, two arms, and it will fit, you know?
Yeah.
How was the turnout for the event?
Well, there were actually 200 businesses that were present in person, which is down from the normal 275 that they get year in, year out. However, this year, due to the pandemic, it's more of a hybrid fair, so there will be 80 businesses present in the online section of the event, making for 280. So coming out of pandemic, this is a big turnout.
Thank you, Peter. Rescue efforts are nonstop for workers trapped at the Domtar plant in Windsor, Quebec. The scaffolding of a silo at the pulp and paper plant collapsed early Tuesday morning during maintenance, trapping two workers. Efforts to contact the workers have been unsuccessful and their exact condition is unknown, although they are expected to be severely injured. Another worker was severely injured in the incident and sent to hospital, but is expected to recover. This is considered a major workplace accident and all activities in the area where the incident happened have been paused. If you're wondering what your politicians talked about this morning, it wasn't the environment or education or COVID, but a Halloween party thrown by the Student Association of the University of Quebec in Chicoutimi. Maggie McDonald is here with us. Maggie, what's the controversy around this party? Why are our politicians talking about it?
So what happened is that the Student Association of the University of Quebec in Chicoutimi canceled the day of the death theme of their Halloween party. They got complaints from students about cultural appropriation. The Journal of Quebec wrote a news article about it, and columnist Richard Martineau published an article this morning. This led to a lot of questions at the National Assembly.
And what are the politicians' reactions?
So the journalists asked each member of the opposition questions about this event. Here's what Martin Ouellet of the Parti Québécois had to say.
These students should be free to have a party on the theme they want. And if I want to organize tonight a taco evening or a burrito evening or a sushi evening, this concept of cultural appropriation leads us nowhere.
Dominique Anglande of the Liberal Party of Quebec had another approach to it.
With social media, with people knowing exactly what happens right at the time that it happens, I think it forces people to be more cautious. There's no doubt about it.
The Student Association must be surprised by the attention this got.
The Student Association certainly did not expect all this attention. I spoke with them and they told me that they don't think it's good or bad, but they are proud of the fact that they started a debate.
And what's the reaction of the university students?
The student association told me that the community is very divided. Some are happy and some are not. They also told me that a group of Mexican students accepted the team, but would have liked to be consulted before the decision of canceling it was made.
Thank you, Maggie. Gunshots near a community center last night. A little after 8 p.m., gunshots were heard near Saint-Michel Metro in the Parc Extension neighborhood. At least one shell casing was found on the ground, and the impact of a gunshot can be seen on the facade of a community center. So far, no victims have been identified, and the scene is protected. Investigators are meeting witnesses and checking to see if cameras captured the event. This is just 2 days after another incident in the Saint-Michel neighborhood, which injured someone. For arts, ABBA will release their first album in 40 years. Montreal-born comedian Mort Sahl has passed away, and Denis Villeneuve's Dune is confirmed to have a part two. For arts, Cédric Gallant has more for us.
Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. What's to become of our world?
Last week's release of Denis Villeneuve's Dune blew away both critics and the public alike. Its grandiose cinematography made waves all around the world. However, the movie's sequel had yet to be announced. But yesterday afternoon, cinema fans all around the world sighed with relief as Dune Part 2 was greenlit by its production house. The movie is expected to hit the big screens in 2023.
I want to report a murder.
You witnessed the murder last night, but you believe this was a vision from the past.
The guy that killed her is still out there. I have to stop him.
Late Night in Soho is Edgar Wright's newest cinematographic project. Known for his witty writing in movies like Hot Fuzz and Baby Driver, this movie takes on a more serious tone. It depicts a girl witnessing a murder that happened in the past through her dreams. This highly anticipated horror thriller will be released on October 29th, just in time for Halloween.
The official portrait of the president, which shows him next to a globe with the trouble spots of the world marked in black. He's standing next to this black globe. That's what I was going to say.
Montreal-born comedian Mort Sahl passed away yesterday at 94 years old. He is widely considered to be the father of stand-up comedy. He made his name doing political acts, often poking fun at politicians and their daily events. He was known to be an inspiration for other comedians like Woody Allen and Robin Williams. He continued to tell jokes until September of this year in the form of Facebook posts. The 70s Swedish group ABBA are to release their surprise album on November 5th after taking an almost 40-year hiatus. This unexpected release will also be followed by a world tour. Currently, they're playing in Europe, but the world tour dates will be announced eventually. If they are coming to Montreal, be sure to get your tickets quickly because there are a lot of disco lovers out there. Speaking of tours, Adele is going to be on the road to accompany her newest album called 30. Her Easy On Me music video, directed by Xavier Dolan, gave a taster of what the album may sound like. It will be released on November 29th, giving everybody a moody, emotional album to listen during winter.
Thank you, Cedric. There's a new Guinness World Record for chair stacking. A Manchester man recently achieved the feat outside the restaurant he manages. He piled chairs on top of one another to the height of 17 feet, almost 2 feet higher than the previous record. And this isn't this man's first Guinness World Record. In 2018, he broke the record for the highest stack of tortillas. So, sensing a theme there. Both records were accomplished to raise money to help feed the homeless. The next few days will have some sun, but expect heavy rain on Saturday, which will lighten up in time for Halloween on Sunday. Temperatures will remain chilly, but of above zero, so make sure you're dressed accordingly. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Nadia Trudell.